107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 742, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Hey, don't kid.
Let's get right to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant right here in Southwest Michigan. Specialite, Decatur, Benton Harbor. Your topic for today, what's something you just can't get rid of, even though you know you should, all right? You look at it, you're like, I should just get rid of that thing. I don't know why I still got it.
I know my wife's answer. That's for damn sure. I should probably get rid of this clown, but I can't. I'm married to him.
I thought she was going to maybe say, like, your drone or something, but no, like you. She should get rid of you.
No, she's never going to get rid of the drone nor the bike, nothing. Yeah, you don't even mention
you
that.
You have to take those from my cold, dead hands. Oh, man.
You got one?
Yeah, I do, actually, because I put it on last night. So I have three shirts, okay? Three shirts that I bought from Old Navy, and I'm not joking. These are probably 15 years old. They got holes in both arms. Like, these shirts are tattered. The one I had on last night, I mean, like, the neck is
all yellow.
It's the one. No, well, one's blue, one's red, and one's brown.
I thought they were going to all be white T-shirts with the yellow pit stains.
Those I can get rid of, but these don't really show stains like that. And, dude, they're just the most comfortable effing shirts. But I could never wear them out in the public. If I wore these out in the public, if I had a coffee cup and I was wearing the shirt in public, you'd throw change in my coffee cup. That's how old and tattered these are. But
it's like that guy in that commercial with that stretched out V.
Exactly.
You know, it's all wrinkled up and just kind of looks kind of tattered.
Take that stretched out V and just put holes all over it. That's what it is. But they're so comfortable. I know I should get rid of them. All right. But it's
hey, you know what? Might be a good wood splitting shirt or something, you know, a shop shirt, you know. Well, they always have to go out.
They're not old enough yet, Hunter. I think I could still, I mean, they might still justify a Walmart trip from time to time. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know I should get rid of them, but I haven't. The only way they'll probably go is if they literally just disintegrate off of my body or Kiki throws them out someday when I'm not home, you know, and she just throws them in the trash and then I don't know. And then I'll be like, hey, what am I, where'd my blue Old Navy shirt go? It's like, oh, I don't know. Is it in the wash? I'm not sure.
Is there a fire going out back? Yeah. What's going on?
But that looks like a burning shirt. Is that what? No! I run out there, throw it on while it's on fire. Anyway, that's what I should get rid of.
I'm looking at mine right now.
What? Oh, God, what is it?
I mean, dude, the thing just sits there and collects dust.
What is it?
You know, but I envision myself just whipping everybody's ass in it. It just has never been played ever since it's been in this basement. I got a foosball table that basically takes up a full corner.
You should get rid of that. That is a perfect. Why have you not gotten rid of that? I don't think I've ever seen anyone use it all the times I've been
ever.
In your house.
Dude, probably like a handful of times we've used this thing. And it's just like, it's huge. It's clunky. It's a nice table. It's a nice foosball table.
But for some reason,
I'm like, oh, wait, though. I somebody might come over and we might get bored and play foosball.
You had to correct yourself because you said it's a nice table. Wait, it's a nice foosball table. No, right now it's literally just a table. That's all it is. That's all it's been.
It is. I do have stuff piled on top of it, some radio stuff piled on. That thing hasn't been used seriously since 2016.
I've known you for almost 5 years, and I've never seen it used once in all the times I've been over.
You know what? You know who does use it? My cats.
Yeah.
If I put all the balls in the foosball, they'll bat them around. They love it. But, dude, they've played it literally more than humans have played this thing.
Put $25 on it on Facebook and just get rid of it.
So anybody need a foosball table?
That's right now. Is this Tradio now all of a sudden? All right, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What's something you just can't get rid of, even though you know you should? We'll have more of your special light topic of the day in just a few.
Go with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Oh, God. He's got his Mountain Dew in him, that's for sure.
So I got my big Dew. Got
your big Dew?
1 liter.
Like Shaq Dew, is that what?
Yeah, it is. It's the old Shaq with the wide mouth. You remember those?
The wide mouth Shaq Dew.
God, I saw a meme the other day. Speaking of Shaq, real quick, it was this. I can't say, I can't end letters anymore with love Shaq because the B-52s ruined that for me.
Dude, I love Shaq. He does everything. He'll do a commercial for anything.
Yeah, he's doing the general. He's doing Ben Gay or whatever. Yeah.
Anyway. He does, what was it, the one where he perks his lips up and he, the gold bond?
Yeah.
He shakes the shoulders.
Anyway, it is time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Harbor. What's something you just can't get rid of, even though you know you should? Sadie said this, weight. Yeah, losing weight sucks.
Man, that's tough. It's way, I mean, way easier to put on than take off.
Andy had a good one. He said, my motorcycle, never have time to ride. I'm that same way with like some outdoor stuff. Like Kiki and I, we got a stand-up paddleboard, and we just never use it anymore because we have the kayaks, and, you know, unless you're going floating on that, I don't know.
Motorcycle's a tough one, too.
Yeah.
That's a decision. That's like selling your kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It's easier to sell a kid, actually.
Right. Dude, that motorcycle could be collecting dust for years, and still it's just, it's my baby.
Yeah.
I can't get rid of that.
Yep. Tracy said herpes, crack pipe, 2019 McRib coupons. Okay. There's a lot going on there, Tracy.
Yeah, a lot going on. You might want to see a doctor. You might want to go see a physician.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. You know, a lot of things with that one. The McRib coupons, just throws it in the trash. Herpes and crack pipe, I'm not sure where to go with that one for you. There's some things you can do. Let's see. Sandra said, I know what Brock should get rid of, cheesehead. I will never, ever get rid of the Packers, any Packer memorabilia. It doesn't matter. I got an old Vince Lombardi football game that I'll probably never use, but it's going to stay there.
What if your dad was like, son, I'm moving on to a different team.
I would disown my father. That's all right. I got no problem with that.
You would disown. You wouldn't follow him, huh? No.
I have no father.
You are not my father.
Let's see. Son of Sam said the evidence. All right, Sam. Here's the thing. I love Sam, but there's probably some truth to that. So
keep an eye on that guy. Keep an eye on that guy.
Our buddy Jerry from Boss, he said the wife just can't shake her. She's quick. I hope she's not listening right now, Jerry. I hope not, buddy.
Jerry, be careful, Jerry.
What's that old Rodney Dangerfield? Take my wife, please.
Please. I've been trying to shake her for 40 years.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Let's see. Christine said, anything in the shed. How's your shed doing, by the way, buddy? You got that one shed in your backyard.
You know what? Okay. Here's you ask, and I got an answer for you. It's clean. No. Let me. It's organized. There's a difference. So it's organized. We did organize. Dude, there's so much stuff in there. We just need to toss, though.
It's amazing. It's just, how two people, and Kiki and I are the same way. And I do. God. I go in the garage and I'm like, I'll put something in the corner. I'm like, all right, I'll wait. And I just got to stop it.
You know why they make hangers, like the big hooks for sheds so you can hang stuff up? Because you have to.
Yeah.
You have to hang things up in the shed because there's so much crap in there that you have to get some things off the floor so you can walk around a little bit.
Yep. God, it's terrible. Just two people with nothing but a shed full of crap. Rick said, my collection of preserved eyeballs. I don't know if he's joking or not on that one.
Preserved eyeball, like fake eyeballs?
I'd preserve, so I'm guessing real eyeballs that are in embalming.
Real eyeballs.
I don't know. I don't know if he's joking or not. Rick's hard to read. All right.
And I feel like I'm always being watched for some reason.
Can you at least, honey, can you put your eyeball collection in the basement or something? Do they need to be on the banister?
Jesus.
All right.
God, creepy.
Up above the fire pit, like
You're there for a like a Friendsgiving. Hey, we go see my eyeball collection.
Did you say eyeball collection? Yeah, you heard me.
Wait till after dinner.
Right. Celeste had a good one. She said something she needs to get rid of, but she just can't. Old clothes. There is something very freeing about going through your clothes. I did this recently, and you just have to be like, all right, I have not worn this in 2 years. Just donate it. All right, someone will find it and wear it.
Yeah, insane.
Yeah.
How many clothes just get? There's got to be a day. I hope. Please, baby Jesus, let there be a day where I just burn everything.
Uh-huh.
Burn it off.
Yeah.
Burn it off. And we're going to go right after the burning. We're going to go to the store. I'm going to get like two shirts, two shorts, and that's it.
You know,
a pant, a couple pair of pants.
Yeah.
Dude, why do you have so many clothes? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Never wear any of them.
No.
I wear the same thing every day. That's why those old Navy shirts are ripped and tattered, because I wore the same thing every day, but then I got a closet full of stuff that I'm like, get rid of it.
Dude, since I've been working from home, I haven't even been wearing clothes.
Yeah, I know. It's disturbing.
I don't need clothes.
You hear your wet ass cheeks just sliding around on that leather couch you got.
It's hot now. Here.
We'll end with Laura's. Laura's had a great one, and I think everyone can relate to this. Well, I mean, unless you're Jewish, of course, or, you know, you don't celebrate Christmas. Laura said Christmas decorations. Do you have, I don't know how, I don't even know when we got these, but we have like three bins down in the basement full of Christmas decorations, and I'm, where did they come from? I think they just came with the house when we purchased it.
Why are they in bins? You should just be like this and just leave them up.
God, don't hear that guy. God, I hate it. Your Christmas tree's still up, isn't it? You son of a...
No, here's what it is. We just carried it to the attic. We didn't take it down. We didn't do nothing. We just shoved that thing up in the attic.
You just put a curtain over top the Christmas decorations. That's all you did. You just got sheets all over.
Curtain.
Yeah. What's behind that curtain?
No, you just...
Christmas?
Yeah, no, you just redecorated it as like a summer tree.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly. Now it's the spring tree and the fall tree. And then
the fall tree.
It's the October tree. Anyway, all right. Great answers. We're going to take a break. We got more when we come back. Stick around. It's